From a young age, Geronimo Garcia wore a uniform to school. High socks, shorts, and a white t-shirt. It wasn't a school requirement. It was an older brother requirement.
They used to dress me up like a little gangster when I was young. To me, I always thought that was cool, but, you know, as I think of it now, like, I don't think that was cool when I was young. Come on. Looking at a little kid dressed up and gangster.
Since then, his clothing has determined who he hung out with at school.
In seventh grade, I got in a fight with the Southerner because I was a Northerner at the time. And I had all red shoes, and he told me to take them off, and I told him no. And I guess he said that he was going to stab me. And I said, you ain't going to pull out shit, because I already got one right here. And took it out and stabbed him and started fighting him to the ground.
He'll turn 18 this fall. He's still wearing the uniform, minus the socks, but not to class. He dropped out of a school for expelled students this past May.
School was nothing to me. I wasn't learning nothing in school. So I did most of it all on the streets. The streets schooled me.
Today, Geronimo's caught in a tug of war. His experiences with the San Joaquin Valley's entrenched poverty, violence, and gangs pull him towards a life of hustling on the streets. His mentors try to steer him toward a degree, job skills, and a better life.
You know, I gotta change my life. I gotta do something about it, because if I keep following it, I'm gonna end up dead or in prison.
This summer, one of his brothers, Jose, was shot and killed, probably due to gang violence. He was 23.
And look where it took my brother's steps at. He ended up dead, and I don't want to go there.
Geronimo's story is raw and chilling, but it's the reality for many kids in the valley.
It is gangs that's big in the Central Valley, and it is drugs that is big in the Central Valley, and it is dysfunctional families big in the Central Valley, and it's poverty.
That's Scott Braden, the principal at Charter Alternatives Academy. It's the last school Geronimo attended.
And when you have those type of things, that's a recipe for disaster.
Geronimo's different, though, because he's resilient, says Manny Castro. He was a gang intervention specialist with Youth for Christ in Tulare County and now does similar work with the Visalia School District. He's been a mentor and father figure to Geronimo for a couple years. Castro says Geronimo wants a different life.
But, you know, just because of circumstances, because of environment, because of some cultural hooks, it's really difficult to break those chains, you know.
Those ties begin in Patterson Tract, the unincorporated community near Visalia where Geronimo lives with his family. His parents are Mexican immigrants. He's one of 14 kids. His street doesn't have sidewalks or streetlights. The first time I visited his house, his family was in the backyard cooking carne asada. It would have been Jose's 24th birthday.
It's a blue house, got some broken windows from drive-bys and stuff like that.
In more reflective moments, Geronimo admits his life has been shaped by the violent environment he's grown up in.
If my family was, like, not to be in gangs or in drugs or anything like that, I don't know where would I be at. I can't picture that.
You can't picture it?
I mean, my mind's just full of ghetto. It's all I've been growing up with.
About 10 miles from Patterson Tract is Charter Alternatives. It's located on a country road across the street from Orchards. When we visited the school this summer, the campus was quiet and peaceful. But most of Geronimo's memories of school were hazy.
Marijuana was around me since I was a little kid. I brought it in school. I sold it in school. I got caught with it at school. I smoked it at school.
And it clouded his performance in school, says Scott Braden.
I saw in that three-year period of time just the incredible drug use, and he became volatile, severely depressed. You just saw the life being sucked out of him.
Braden says Geronimo should have been at the expulsion school for one semester. The goal is to re-enroll students in a comprehensive school from which they can graduate. But Geronimo was there, on and off, for 3 years.
Geronimo didn't even really think that he'd live very long. That's just his mindset.
When Geronimo looks back on those years, he remembers violence. He stood by the benches where he used to hang out with his buddies.
It's all the old friends I used to see every day. Two of them are in prison for shooting the mall, and others are either dead or still in jail.
He pointed out where he got in a fight with a deputy sheriff.
It happened right here when I was fighting with the officer. with the sheriff. It happened right here next to the cafeteria. We were over here at first fighting, and we ended up on the ground over here.
He was suspended for 5 days and never returned to school after that. Geronimo's mentor, Manny Castro, repeatedly tells him that education is the path out of poverty and off the streets.
He's got to get to a point where he understands that he can do things better, or that there is another way of living rather than drugs, rather than gangs, rather than lack of education.
But Castro says leaving that lifestyle behind is a process, one that doesn't happen overnight. And Geronimo is, at best, halfway there. Now that he's not in school, he spends more time on the streets selling drugs.
It's really hard to get out of a life like this, but I haven't got out of it yet. Still doing the life.
Castro asks Geronimo to rate his desire to return to school on a scale of 1 to 10. He says he's a 5, in the middle. His outlook for the future falls on both sides of that spectrum. One afternoon, Geronimo envisions a dark fate. In 5 years, I ask him, does he see himself with a high school degree?
I don't think I am going to get my high school degree.
Or a GED or anything?
I don't think so.
Do you see yourself holding like a steady job?
Mm-mm.
Or having a family or anything?
I see Pierre Black. I don't see anything.
On a better day, though, Geronimo says he'll need a high school degree to get a legitimate job and a college degree to earn the job he wants in law enforcement. Inspired by the TV show Border Wars, Geronimo says he wants to join the Arizona Border Patrol.
Like, you're just out there walking in the desert looking for somebody, and you have your gun on your side. I don't know. I think it would be fun just by catching somebody, you know, trying to cross over the border.
And that's why Castro says he won't give up on Geronimo.
You see the fact that he knows he wants something better for himself. And we talk about that. We talk about it openly. But it's got to come to him on his own, because that's when it's going to mean something for him.
At this point, Geronimo has a rope in his hands. It could drag him deeper into a life on the streets. Or it could be the lifeline that Castro has cast out to him. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.